3. But who'll be worried about this? Lions sleeping under your bed. When Becky was a little girl, we had a Pingu storybook, and in the Pingu storybook it told the story about Pingu having an actual lion under his bed. And my little daughter, my little Becky, couldn't sleep. We had to move into another room for quite a while. But you're over it now, aren't you, dear? Just about. Okay, lovely. Sit down, folks. Thank you very much indeed. This summer, Deanne and I went camping, and we went up north, and there was one particular day. I'm not sure this shows it in just... It was the heaviest rain I've ever encountered in our tent. It lasted about 4 hours of extraordinarily heavy... It was one of these Atlantic storms which had come over. And it thundered for about 3 hours solidly, and it just rained. And we just stayed in the tent. We could not speak to each other. It was so noisy. And we kept having to push water off the top of our canopy. But actually, we were fine. We kept dry. But there are times when people face even more storms. And actually, we were very fortunate that it wasn't something like that that we were facing. We're going to hear in a moment a Bible reading. And it's about a storm. And it affected some people. Now, the challenge for the three youngsters at the front is you're going to have to listen to the Bible story very carefully because there's going to be some questions. And if you don't get them right, we'll ask the questions to the congregation. We'll see whether you can beat this lot. Okay. The Bible reading's from Mark's Gospel, and it's set on the Lake of Galilee. Sorry, the Sea of Galilee. Now, the Sea of Galilee is really poorly named, really, because if you look at it from above, actually, it's a lake. All right, it's not a sea at all. It's a lake, and it's surrounded by high hills. And those high hills have the effect sometimes in the day and sometimes in the year that occasionally you get very strong winds diving down the hillside onto the lake, and it causes what ought to be a very calm place to become stormy very rapidly. And it can become quite tricky. And in the story we're going to hear about, Jesus and his followers were in this sort of boat. It's a fishing boat. It's flat-bottomed. It hasn't got very high sides. It's fine on a calm water. But when the sea gets really dangerous, when the Sea of Galilee gets really dangerous, there can be problems. Have a listen now to the Bible story, and I shall ask you some questions about it in a second.
That evening, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let's cross to the east side." So they left the crowd, and his disciples started across the lake with him in the boat. Some other boats followed along. Suddenly, a windstorm struck the lake. Waves started splashing into the boat, and it was about to sink. Jesus was in the back of the boat with his head on a pillow, and he was asleep. His disciples woke him and said, "Teacher, don't you care that we're about to drown?" Jesus got up and ordered the wind and the waves to be quiet. The wind stopped, and everything was calm. Jesus asked his disciples, "Why were you afraid? Don't you have any faith?" Now they were more afraid than ever and said to each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him."
Okay, first question. What time of day did the story take place? That's a guess. They didn't get it. Did anybody pick it up? It was in the first phrase said. What time of day? What did you say?
In the day.
Yes. Evening. It was the evening. End of the day. Okay, so no points to anybody there. Do we have to show it again? Where were they going across the lake? Which direction? The east. Well done. The east. Who went in the boat? Jesus and his disciples went in the boat. We're doing better now. What were the disciples worried about when the storm took up? What did they think might happen? They thought the boat might sink. Where was Jesus during the storm? He was sleeping in the boat. Whereabouts in the boat? At the back. Do we know something else about when Jesus was asleep in the boat? He had a pillow. We were given that little bit of detail by Mark. He had his head on a pillow. So the disciples wake Jesus up and said, aren't you afraid we're going to drown? What did Jesus say to the storm to make it stop? Ooh. What did Jesus say to the storm to make it stop? Wasn't be still in this version. It may be still in the older version of the Bible. It was be quiet. Same difference. He said be quiet to the storm. He then asked the disciples a question. Not quite. Anybody pick it up? Why were you afraid? Why were you afraid? Don't you have faith? It's an interesting story, this, isn't it? You can understand the disciples' reaction. They were in a boat being tossed about by the storm. It was filling with water. They were afraid the boat would start sinking, and Jesus appeared to be asleep. So they wake the person who they thought could do something about it. He does something about it. Did you spot at the very end, the end of the story, the disciples were even more afraid after Jesus had calmed the storm than they were in the storm? Doesn't that seem a bit bonkers? I can understand them being afraid in the boat in the storm. But do you realise what had happened? They suddenly recognised who Jesus was. Because I don't know about you, but I can't make it rain. I can't make the sun go out. I can't stop the wind blowing. The only person who can do that is God. And therefore, if Jesus had the ability to say to a storm, be quiet, and it was, they suddenly realised, my goodness, we have God in the boat with us. And that made them afraid. It was interesting, of course, that the storm still happened. Having Jesus in the boat didn't make the storm not appear. It still happened. But actually what the disciples discovered was that Jesus could have an impact on that storm. And in the particular case we've got, he stopped the storm. Now we've been thinking about a physical storm. But actually there are all sorts of things as young people and as adults that unsettle us. We sometimes perhaps call them storms of life. It might be over our health. It might be over money. It could be over the state of the world. It could be about our children. And what we need to remember is actually Jesus is there with us, and he has the capability in all the problems in our life to say, be still, be calm. This got me thinking about a psalm. Psalm 46 says this. This is a psalm that Jesus would have known. It's a great psalm about when things go wrong. And it starts like this. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way, and the mountains fall into the hearts of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging. So the psalmist talks about all the things that could go wrong in the world. And towards the end of the psalm it says this. The Lord Almighty is with us. He says, be still and know that I am God. And I think when Jesus said to disciples, do you not have faith? Often we struggle with that. We don't have the faith needed to remember this. And I think, how do you get faith? In part, what we need to do is just stop and be still and remember the quality of God that we know. Remember the quality of Jesus. Remember what God has done in our lives and the lives of other people. And that's the beginning of letting him to take control of those storms of our life. And wouldn't it be nice if we got rid of those keep calm and carry on and could replace it with something like that. Be still and know that I am God.